Shalom Aleichem, Rabotai. It is the 17th of July, the 18th of Tammuz, and we're observing the fast of the 17th today. So I hope everyone has an easy and meaningful fast. We are continuing Mishneh Yomi with Trumot in the 8th Perek at the 4th Mishnah. Yayin Shel Truma, wine of Truma, Shenit Golo, that was left uncovered, Yishofech, must be poured out. What's going on here is, in olden times, there was a very realistic and reasonable concern for snakes and other venomous creatures coming out of a hole in the wall or wherever they're hiding and having a drink from someone's cup, in which case there could very well be venom and poison and toxins left in the cup. And someone might not know about that this had actually happened, so if a liquid was left out, we'll see in a container, then if it was left out for a while unattended, we're concerned that an animal has put some sort of venom in it, and it is a sakana, it is a danger to drink from that. So even though it's from Truma, we're going to pour it out. And of course, if it's chulin, certainly if it's chulin, since we pour out Truma, even though Truma is not normally wasted, of course we're going to pour out chulin because of the danger. Shlosha mashkin esoy mishum gilui. Three liquids are asur if you leave them out. Hamayim, water, v'yayin, and wine, v'cholav, and milk. V'shar kol ha-mashkim mitarim. But other liquids, these snakes don't drink from. Now, the Bartner actually brings that the Gemara talks about that dvash might be an issue, and tzir v'morius, vinegar and fish brine, shumim ketushim, and maybe squished garlics, too. So apparently, in some regions, snakes enjoy those liquids as well, so please consult your local snake expert. You should know that the Shulchan Aruch does not bring this din, l'chalacha, and they ask why not, because the Gemara clearly does bring it and says it's a big sakana. And so the Achronim write that maybe because we didn't have snakes and scorpions and things like this so commonly, even at times of the Shulchan Aruch, so people were no longer makbid about it, Shomer Pesach Meshem. The Gra was famously makpid, not to ever have any mayim guluyim, and could even taste the difference. Mishnah continues, Kama yeshev yusurin, how long do you have to leave out water? And it becomes asur, because we're worried about this, Kadesh yetze rochosh makam karu viyishte. Long enough for the creepy, crawly animal, usually a snake, to creep out, drink something, and go. So it's not very long, depending on, you know, how many snakes are in the area. Mishnah, hey, shir hamayim hamagulim, what is the amount of water that becomes a problem when left uncovered? Kadesha tovid behem hamara, in order big enough for the poison to be lost in them. Now, there are two divergent opinions what this means. Either if you have a lot of water, you have a whole bunch of water, so that the poison will effectively be butl. It'll be so much water that the poison is not going to affect anything, then that's fine. And the other option is, if it's a tiny amount, you know, it's a little shot glass of water, and someone would be able to detect the poison. They'd see it was a different color, a different smell. They'd be able to detect it because it's so small. Then it wouldn't be a problem because you'd know what to do in that case, obviously. Rabbi Yossi Omer, you'd know what to do because you wouldn't detect the poison. You'd be able to still drink it. So it's Rabbi Yossi Omer Bekelim Kol Sheken. If it's in a kli, any amount is a problem. Bekarkot, but in the ground, are boim seah. So you understand, if there's like a reservoir of water that's left uncovered, but it's a big reservoir, and Rabbi Yossi is saying that it's not going to be a problem. There'll be enough water there to be mevatel, whatever the poison is. Our boim seah is also the shear of a mikveh, about 120, 130-ish gallons, so quite a large amount. So again, nowadays, most people are not makbid for mayim giluyim, but again, the Gra was. So if you're a follower of the Gra, then please watch out for the snakes. Be well, Rosie.